Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Oh, let's get back to it here on a Friday afternoon on the BetMGM Network. This is You Better You Bet, of course, represented by BetMGM. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys. 20 minutes from now, I'll be passing the baton to Nick Kostos, who will take you the rest of the way from 4 to 7. Nick will give us his thoughts on the Thursday night football game that saw the Patriots beat the Jets last night, 27-13. New England now has the best record in the league, sitting at 9-2. It was great. You know, betting on a good quarterback, a good head coach, lay the 11.5. Big number, can't lay it. Actually, they're going to win by 14, and we're going to cash our ticket. Love to see that last night with the Patriots getting the win and the cover, and we will hope to carry that momentum into Sunday. As we get into my NFL bets for this upcoming weekend, week 11 is here, and we're getting going bright and early in Madrid for the last international game of the season, and hopefully the last international game ever. It's not. There's going to be a boatload more. We're probably going to get a weekly international game in like 2 years at this rate. But Commanders and the Dolphins in Spain. And looking at the point spread right now over at BetMGM, the Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites. Great. I'll be on the other side. Commanders win outright. That's my bet. Commanders money line plus 130. Miami has been dead all season. And after just one win over the Buffalo Bills, oh, now they deserve to be laying points on a neutral? I don't care that it's Marcus Mariota and it's no Terry McLaurin or whatever. The Miami Dolphins should not be favored on a neutral against anyone maybe outside of like the Jets or the Browns. That's it. And we even saw them play the Browns and they got their asses kicked by Cleveland. And now this team is laying on a neutral against a Washington team that's still somewhat trying to fight, even though we all kind of know that they're cooked, but they're still trying to fight and keep their playoff hopes alive. Like, I was one of the few people who loved the Miami Dolphins last week. This time last week, I'm saying, hey, Dolphins plus 8. That's the bet because the Buffalo Bills aren't in a good place. I think their win last week was more about Buffalo than anything. That's why I like Tampa again, because I think Buffalo's just not that great. So I think people are kind of taking the wrong lessons away from the result last week and are now boosting up Miami. That's fantastic. It's given us this betting opportunity to bet the Washington Commanders at plus 130 on the money line. Let's go to the AFC South, where I have a bet. Texans at the Titans. Now, this number is no longer available, but I'll give out the one that I bet, and I'll also talk about the current number. I took Titans plus 7. It's now sitting at 6. I still like it. At Titans plus 6. Davis Mills should not be laying 6 on the road. That to me, that's asinine. Like, that's crazy. He had the comeback against Jacksonville, and he's not like the worst backup quarterback. And I don't even think the drop off from Stroud to Mills is even that drastic. But like, still, Davis Mills, 6-point favorite on the road. Does that check out to anyone? And I understand why he's this big of a favorite. It's because, hey, well, the Tennessee Titans have been the worst ATS team since the start of last year. So yeah, okay. Makes sense. But still, Davis Mills, 6-point favorite on the road. I can't look past that. I like Tennessee to keep this competitive. It sounds like, well, coming off of the bye, the Titans are going to be a little bit healthier. Jeffrey Simmons, he's been dealing with a hamstring injury, has missed the last couple of games. Looks like he's going to try to give it a go. Calvin Ridley has also been dealing with a hamstring injury. He's going to try to give it a go. Let's see what Cam Ward looks like coming off of the bye. Like, I'm curious to see how this plays out, but I think this is a nice spot to back the Titans, especially with Houston coming off an improbable win last Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is a nice chance to sell on the Houston Texans, who should not have won the game last Sunday, if we're just being honest about it. That was more about Jacksonville blowing it than Houston and Davis Mills all of a sudden turning into something that is great or grand heading into the back half of the season here. So Titans plus +7, another bet for yours truly. We talked about this game in the last segment. Won't go too far on this one. The Minnesota Vikings laying 2.5 against the Chicago Bears. The Bears' love has just gone way too far for me. Once again, the teams that they've beaten since the bye week, it is the Commanders, Saints, Bengals, and the Giants. The defense rests its case. We can move on. Vikings minus 2.5. Also talked about this game in the last segment as well. Buccaneers at the Bills. I like Tampa plus the 5.5. Also bet Tampa on the money line at plus 210. Because as I'm saying, and I might come off as like a big Bills hater, because I can keep saying that this team is not in a good place and they're bad right now. But like, I'm saying this as someone who was invested in Buffalo to make the Super Bowl this season. This is not like me like running around victory lapping here or getting joy out of this. No, in fact, it's the opposite. But we must keep it real if we're putting our money on the line. And if we're keeping it real, Buffalo should not be laying 5.5 against a quality team. And the Bucs, despite the loss last Sunday to the Patriots, are a quality football team. So it's Tampa plus 5.5 and Tampa on the money line. I think this is a coin flip game. Could go either way, but I think the Bucs are actually going to pull off the upset in Western New York. All right, let's get to the afternoon slate. Niners at the Cardinals. This is now Niners minus -3 at most sports books. BetMGM has 3 -110. I see some 3 -120 in other spots. I bet the Niners minus 2.5 earlier in the week. I still actually like it at 3. I don't know how the Cardinals are getting stops in this game. Now, that might be the case for San Francisco as well. So we're like, the over is probably a pretty good bet for those of you who are brave enough to tackle totals. I am not brave enough to do that because every time I do, I lose. So 48.5 is where the total's at. I would bet that over, but once again, I'm just sticking to the side here, but I still like it at 3. Brock Purdy's back. That's awesome. Ricky Pearsall's back. That's awesome. The Niners offense is back, and it's not like they were playing poorly with Mac Jones, but like Brock Purdy's a better quarterback than Mac Jones, and he's had ample time to get right and recover from the toe injury. Pearsall adds another dynamic wide receiver to Juwan Jennings and George Kittle and McCaffrey. Like, Purdy didn't even get to play with Kittle really any, except other than week one. Like this whole team, the offense has been banged up. The whole team has been banged up, but at least on offense, they're now getting back to somewhat of full strength. Maybe Ayuk comes back. Maybe he doesn't. Who knows? John Lynch doesn't sound too confident that Brandon Ayuk's going to come back at some point this season, but I like the setup for the Niners offense, especially against this Arizona defense that's incredibly banged up at linebacker, in the secondary, and on the defensive line. I think the Niners are in a really nice spot here. So Niners, I bet 2.5, but I would still lay the 3 with San Francisco on the road in Arizona. And finally, my last NFL bet that I placed, but we're monitoring some others, but this is the last one that's already in the pending wagers category. The Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs are laying 3.5 at Denver. I love Kansas City. To me, I think this is one of those games where Kansas City understands the importance of the game. If they have hopes of winning the AFC West, they must win this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com. If the Lions...
I think we are back now. A little bit of a slight hiccup there. But as I was saying before the rudely interrupted by my internet provider, the Kansas City Chiefs must win this game if they want to win the division. And most importantly for Kansas City, their offensive line is back and healthy. Josh Simmons is back with the team after dealing with a personal matter. Juwan Taylor is healthy. It's been a month since we've seen this Chiefs offensive line healthy. And the last time we saw them healthy was they were putting up big time points in primetime against Detroit, against the Commanders. They were explosive. And with Rashee Rice back, Xavier Worthy, as long as he's good to go in the game, I know he's dealing with an ankle injury, I think Kansas City's offense is going to be too much for Denver's defense. A Denver defense that will be without Patrick Surtain II, the reigning defensive player of the year. That's a big loss. They're also going to be without Alex Singleton, their leading tackler. He's going to miss the game. I know he announced that he underwent surgery for testicular cancer late last week. Hoping for a speedy recovery for him, all bets aside and outcomes aside. Obviously, we're all rooting for Alex Singleton there. But bottom line, is they're not going to have him on the field, and he's their leading tackler. This Denver defense is a little bit banged up, and I think they're seeing Kansas City at the worst possible time with the Chiefs coming off of the bye week. So I really like Kansas City laying the 3.5. Just feels like a great spot to back the Chiefs. All right, some other games that I'm monitoring in the NFL. We talked about the Lions +3 against the Eagles. Haven't placed that bet yet. I'm waiting to see if we can get 3-110 later this weekend. How about Jacksonville +3? I'm not going to make this bet until we get the official actives and inactives. But if Brian Thomas Jr. plays in this game, I'll be betting the Jaguars +3. I think it's just a little bit too many points for the Chargers to be laying on the road, especially when you have to go across a few time zones going from west to east. And then finally, the Carolina Panthers, they're catching 3.5 against the Falcons. I'm hoping I don't need to make this bet, but let's see if the injury report's bad for Atlanta. I know Drake London is listed as questionable now. If he doesn't play in this game, those 3.5 are not going to last very long. So let's just wait and see what happens on Sunday once they get out there and we get the actives and inactives before we bet the game between the Panthers and the Falcons. All right, we got a few minutes left. Let's talk some college football because the card's not going to be as massive in college football, but I do have a handful of plays, 6 of them to be exact, starting with the game at noon, College Game Day. Will be in Pittsburgh for Notre Dame and Pitt. I like the Pitt Panthers +12.5. And usually this is a spot where I might shy away from the underdog at home because it's such a massive deal game day. Sometimes it overwhelms a program that's not used to having all this fanfare on campus. But I don't think that's the case here. And I think Pat Narduzzi's playing a little bit of possum with his comments earlier in the week, being like, oh yeah, this game doesn't really matter that much. The ACC is what matters to us because that's how we get to the playoff. Great, cool. He actually cares about this game deeply since it's a big-time program coming to their place with game day there. This is a massive game for Pitt despite it not affecting ACC standings. Give me the 12.5. Also because this, Notre Dame, they're getting so much credit for not having beaten anyone. Their best win this year is USC, who can't function when they have to leave the Pacific time zone. Let's just see how good Notre Dame is. If Notre Dame is what y'all say they are, they cover this game easily. But if Notre Dame is what I think they are, which is a little bit fraudulent, I think Pittsburgh actually keeps us competitive. I'm taking the 12.5 with Pitt. Also, I like Oklahoma +6 against Alabama. This to me is, I think the Sooners are going to start to be playing much better in the November with John Mateer. More rest coming off of the bye week. I think we're going to see a better Mateer than what we saw when he tried to come back from injury. And Alabama just plays these tight games, man. They really do. Kalen DeBoer's teams, they don't really blow teams out. So I think that's a close game in Tuscaloosa. I'm also going to lay it with Miami against NC State. I'll lay the 14.5. Wolfpack coming off the upset win over Georgia Tech. Everyone's like, oh, look out for NC State against Miami. No, Miami's well aware of that. They got Miami's attention. I think that's why this number is 14.5 as opposed to 13.5. I like the Canes. I'll also lay the 6.5 with USC. What I say about USC, they can't function when they leave the Pacific time zone. Luckily, this game's in the Pacific time zone. They'll lay the 6.5 against Iowa. I think they win that by a touchdown or more. I'll also take the 7 with Michigan State at home against Penn State. Extra rest for Sparty Party. Penn State coming off one of those empty the bucket performances against Indiana. They're not ready to lay 7 on the road in East Lansing. So give me Sparty Party. And finally, Hook'em Horns. Texas plus 6.5. Also, Texas money line against Georgia. Arch is going between the hedges. I think Texas gets it done off the bye week, and they beat Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs. So those are my plays in the NFL and college football here on a Friday. I'm done for the rest of the day. On the other side, Nick Costos joins us and takes it the rest of the way from 4 to 7, starting with his thoughts on Thursday Night Football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.